Shores, El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
They're not thinking about the students first. And that's the whole reason why we're here for the
students. When demons are riled up, they do whatever they got to do. Evil is busy.
And our population and our use of the finite resources.
I didn't really want to be here, so I was made to be here. So
I watched the basketball game last night.
It's 2 inches long.
Famous Phil Hendrick Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And every night we'll take you through the looking glass and beyond. And our website available to you as the adjunct, as the necessary necessity in listening to our program. You've got to have a backstage pass. You can watch our live streaming video every night so you can reference things. What are they talking about? Oh, let me go into the archives and check out that one bit they were just talking about. Oh, yes, here it is. In 2002, or you can go into the archives and say, what was that video that Phil was talking about, the webcast he did back in 2005? Or what was that TV pilot? Or what was that appearance he did at the Aspen Comedy Festival? And you can go through the archives, and you have your backstage pass, and you have guaranteed email response from Phil, which, by the way, today we've upped that guarantee. If you send me hate mail, I can't say anything mean in return. I have to just say thank you very much, and thank you for, you know, beating the crap out of me. So you also have access to our news feed. Our merchandise store is motoring along very, very well. It should be open, I hope. I'm really hoping it's open before the end of the month. We have big plans for a 20th anniversary one-man show celebration that we're going to let you guys in on as well. So check us out on our website, philhendryshow.com, right here. Over 100 affiliates across the country. And we're actually in the markets like New York, Chicago, and L.A., and Boston, and D.C., and, you know, like really the big ones, which that's kind of a first, too. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Art Griego is at the Santa Monica Airport. Mr. Griego is a retired commercial pilot as well as a private pilot, ran a private shuttle service for a long time, and now is retired, but was a commercial pilot for some 25 years. The story here, Art, and by the way, thanks for joining us on such short notice.
You're the only guy in radio that I would do that for. And in fact, I was talking to my wife earlier, and I said that I was going on your program, and she said she wanted to turn it on. And I said that this is the only guy, and I've been contacted, Phil, by people whenever we've had an aviation incident, whenever we have something go here in Santa Monica or elsewhere. I generally get the call from one or two of these news agencies. You're the only guy I'll drop it all for, though, because you've been on your program for a long time. Really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you very much for saying that, Art. Thank you. Did you hear about this JetBlue incident?
Oh, yeah. Sure did.
All right. Let me read a little bit of this to the audience, because it's quite bizarre, and it's, in a way, amusing. A JetBlue flight attendant was arrested today following a bizarre incident on board a flight incoming to John F. Kennedy Airport in New York, in which he allegedly inflated the emergency exit slide and made it down to the tarmac after cursing out passengers over the plane's intercom. Channel 2 in New York, CBS's Hazel Sanchez got a look at the inflatable emergency slide on Monday afternoon. It was to be towed away after aviation sources said JetBlue flight attendant Steven Slater deployed it in a fit of rage just after the plane landed about noontime in New York. Sources said Slater got into a heated argument with a passenger aboard flight 1052 from Pittsburgh International Airport after the plane landed. Sources said Slater lost his temper when a passenger attempted to pull baggage out of an overhead bin as the plane taxied to the gate. Sources also said Slater told the passenger to sit down until the plane was parked at the gate, but the passenger yelled expletives at Slater and pulled the bag out, hitting the flight attendant in the head. Aviation sources said Slater got the plane's public address system and yelled, "This is 28 years, I've had it, that's it." He then, according to sources, grabbed some beer from the plane, deployed the inflatable slide, and took off in his car parked in an employee lot. Aviation sources at JetBlue waited 25 minutes before notifying Post Authority police. A manhunt ensued. Police searched the terminals and the airport grounds. Slater was later arrested at the Bell Harbor, New York home he shares with his partner, according to Mr. Slater's mother. And in a statement released by JetBlue on Monday, the airline said it was, quote, working with the FAA and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to investigate the incident. Have you ever heard of anything, and you flew for 25, 30 years, have you ever heard of anything like that?
Well, you're going to be maybe surprised to hear this, but I have. Not to the extent that this man displayed his frustration, but I have. I want to point something out before we go any further, Phil. And that is, you mentioned that this was a CBS.
It was Channel 2 in New York that did the initial reporting, yeah.
All right. I think that in conjunction with the airline JetBlue, they made a point of saying that this man lived with his partner, which means that he's a homosexual. He lives with another man. And so Channel 2 in New York and JetBlue teamed up to make sure that you and I both know this man's a homosexual, so that they really can get the impetus, they get the momentum, you know, when it comes to the news on this, and they make this man look as if he's insane.
And you actually believe you get that?
Oh, I got look, Phil. I when I flew commercially, and I watched what flight attendants and back in the day stewardesses had to deal with. You knew that it was going to be, obviously, it was a very tough job to do. I knew my job was tough. I knew that flying the actual aircraft was very, very difficult. So what must it be like for the individuals who are in the cabin dealing with passengers? Now, I love to fly, and I think most passengers are wonderful people, and if they can just stay in their seats and do as they're told, I think everybody can have a reasonably pleasant flight. But we have a lot of flight attendants who have been in the business because they wanted to get away from the normalcy of life. They wanted to get out
I don't mean to interrupt you. You said that you can have a reasonably good flight. Is it that stressful flying the aircraft? I can understand perhaps the flight attendant.
It's stressful for all of us, Phil. This doesn't surprise me. You asked me, have I seen this before? I've seen versions of it. I've seen flight attendants get hit with bags. I've seen flight attendants get hit with baby strollers that are coming down from the overhead bin. I've seen flight attendants getting hit with hangers, metal hangers. I have seen some people almost lose an eye working. So when we look at this story, what are we told? We're told that a homosexual got into a hissy fit and slid down the slide. That's the way JetBlue wants to make this man look.
And so we're not getting the whole story.
No, we are not getting the whole story. What's the name of the guy that almost took this man's eye out?
Well, I don't know that he almost took his eye out. What we have here is a story. It says that he hit him with a bag. He asked him to sit down. But let's just say that this guy did all of those things. This man who used the profane language or used the obscene language, and let's say he did all of this.
All right.
This flight attendant's reaction, the emergency slide while the plane is still on the tarmac, and this has got to be borderline, if not all the way over the line, mentally disturbed, don't you think?
No, well, mentally disturbed, it's a statement. If you call it mentally disturbed, that means he didn't know what he was doing. I think it's a statement. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened.
I'm just reading the story.
But that's the same news service that wanted you to believe, that wants to make sure you know he's a homosexual living with another man.
And what has that got to do with it in your mind? What is that?
That means that they're trying to spin the story in their favor and against this flight attendant. So he's gay. He was on a slide. Okay. He ran off to his car. It all makes, I think it's terribly homophobic, the reporting, and I think JetBlue should be ashamed of themselves. And I think that it all amounts to them trying to make this man look as crazy as they possibly can make him look, when in point of fact, if he reacted the way he did, it's entirely understandable.
And you think that's entirely understandable for that man to deploy this, to open up the emergency door?
Phil, we have been coming to this for a long time, and this is not even the tip of the iceberg. The way flight attendants have been feeling especially since 9/11. We've been headed in this direction for a very long time, and there is you could call it an urban legend, but it's not really. There's a thing called the Big RF, and that stands for Rat Blank, okay?
All right.
And the Big RF is going to be a flight attendant getting on that intercom and saying to passengers during a particularly turbulent flight, prepare to crash, and they won't mean it. They'll be kidding, but they'll do it maliciously because they have been pushed over the edge by an airline industry and passengers that have pushed them over the edge.
And well, what are that? See, you say that's the Big RF. Is that something that that flight attendants talk about?
Yes, absolutely they do.
Are you saying that this is a favorite fantasy?
I'm telling you that of all of the flight attendants I've talked to and cabin crews I've talked to, the one Big RF that they want is to be in the middle of a very heavy, turbulent flight, get on the intercom and say, prepare to crash. And just watch the faces.
And that will get them what satisfaction? Not to mention fired.
I don't know about getting fired.
You don't know about getting fired? If a group of flight attendants came on the intercom and said, prepare to crash, and they were kidding, that they would still hold on to their jobs?
When the company finally, and the news media, finally hears the whole story about how flight attendants have been treated, they will most probably say, good one. And they won't react.
Good one?
When they hear the whole story.
Good one that they came on the intercom.
And, yeah. Because it's been rough. It's been bad. It's been real bad.
Well, I didn't have any idea. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know how bad it's been. I don't know how bad it's going to get for flight attendants and how they have to deal with passengers. But for a guy to get on the intercom, don't you think there would be flight attendants who consider that unprofessional?
I think there would be flight attendants who would say it's unprofessional because they want to put that kind of an image on their job situation right now. But after they hung up the phone or after they walked away from the news media among themselves, they'd say, good job, you know. I wish you would have done something stronger.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. You going to take some phone calls, Art?
Sure, love to.
877-876-PHIL, talking to Art Griego about this JetBlue attendant that went ballistic at JFK and told the passenger to F off and ran off the jet and all kinds of stuff. He says that this is not surprising, and it's been coming to this for a long time. Flight attendants are ready to go ballistic all over the place, including the Big RF, which he says, in the middle of a very turbulent flight, getting on the intercom and telling everyone, prepare to crash, just to see the looks on their faces. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's right.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. With me is Art Griego. Art is a retired commercial pilot. We're talking about a JetBlue flight attendant that went ballistic after being told to F off by a passenger. He turned around, told the guy to F off, and then he took a beer and he slid down a slide and apparently just behaved very squirrely. And what we're doing here is we're looking a little bit into the mindset of this man. Now, Art, you're telling me that flight attendants have been under a lot of pressure for a long time, especially since 9/11.
What is happening with this story is that this man has been portrayed as some crazy homosexual who ran off the plane. Even the picture that they've put, JetBlue released this picture. Anyone can see that this man has been treated very unfairly by JetBlue. I don't even know that what happened. I don't even know what they say happened. No one does, except for the people on the plane. I'd love to hear what they had to say. Flight attendants have been dealing with alcoholics for years. And generally, it turns into something that is not very pretty. Do you hear about it much? No, you don't. Because we try to keep the situation under control. But this was this man's one alcoholic too many.
Give me an example of what it is you say that flight attendants are up against. You know,
well, you know, every flight is a potential disaster because, and I know that I'm getting myself into some deep water here. Every flight is a potential disaster because of the passengers.
A potential disaster? How?
I'll give you. I'm going to give you an example. We're preparing meals, and the flight attendants are preparing meals. The cabin crew is preparing meals, and they are giving themselves. Giving themselves shoulder massages or whatever because it's been a very tense flight. Now, you have a passenger saying, excuse me, but you're out of toilet paper in the bathroom. I don't know about you, but at my house, being out of toilet paper in the bathroom, is that the biggest emergency? All you have to do is reach for a tissue, reach for a paper towel, and, you know, we'll deal with it later. But when you bother a flight attendant with something that you know has nothing to do with anything, you just want them to, you want to talk to them, you know?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
No, but you don't understand, Phil. Passengers get out of their seats and go up to the cabin because they want to talk to the flight attendant and pretend like, you know, they're part of the crew or something. I don't know why they do it. If you have I had a woman when I was working, I was actually in the jump seat on a turnaround, and so they had us work in the cabin, and this woman asked for a pillow, okay? I had just gotten my, sat down and gotten something to eat. Now she's telling me she wants a pillow. Now, I realize that I'm working the flight, but she knows I'm a captain because I'm wearing a captain's jacket, and she's tapping me on the shoulder for a pillow. And I turned around and I said to her, and it was, and I'm proud of this. I said, "Don't tap me again. Don't even touch me again."
You said that to a passenger.
Yes, I did. And that was like 4 years before this guy let the slide go. I said to this passenger, "Don't touch me again." So, and why did I say
that? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why did you say that, because that doesn't sound to me like a very...
No, it doesn't sound to you because you're not a professional. You don't understand how that endangers the flight. I'm sitting down to eat. I've already helped the crew. She's tapping me and wanting a pillow. That endangers every person on that flight.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have John in Hagerstown, Pennsylvania, on the Phil Hendry Show, listening to us on WEEO. John, go ahead.
I just kind of wanted to comment that I think there are a lot of other jobs out there that are far more emotionally and mentally stressful as well as physically demanding than flight attendants. They're flight attendants. They're supposed to bring pillows and toilet paper to people. That's their job.
No, they're not.
They knew what their job was when they chose it, okay? They chose that profession. If they have such a sense of entitlement and such an attitude of, if I don't want to do anything, I just want to collect a paycheck, then perhaps they should lose their jobs before they do something stupid.
Well, tell me where it says we're supposed to deal with alcoholics. I don't know. It didn't say that in my job description.
Well, you serve alcohol, right?
Who says we have to deal with alcoholics?
This man's making a good point.
You have to deal with alcoholics. It's part of society. If you're a bartender and you're serving alcohol, you know you're going to have to deal with some people that are drinking alcohol, don't you?
Yeah, that can drink like men, not like little kids.
Everybody that serves alcohol reserves the right to stop service and to refuse service if there's a problem with the person drinking.
Let me ask you this. Since you know so much about my business, I'm sitting down to have a meal, my first meal in 12 hours, and this woman is bugging me, is tapping me, tap, 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 for a pillow. Now I say,
it's your job.
It's my job to help crash the plane.
How is that going to crash the plane?
It's your job to attend to people on that flight.
You see, I'll tell you what, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I oftentimes work 38-hour shifts, at only to turn around and sleep for 6 hours and work another 30 hours straight, all right?
I don't get to go home to my family at the end of the week.
877-877-877-877-6-PHIL.
What happened to the guy?
We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're really talking about flight attendants, and we're talking about what it is that they deal with. And it was brought on really by a story that has more to do, I think, with what passengers have to deal with. And this is a flight attendant on JetBlue who, quote, went ballistic after someone bopped him on the head with a piece of baggage and was told to sit down. And this passenger told this guy to F off. So the guy said, "You are a stupid mother effer, and F you too." And he opened up an emergency exit and went down a rubber slide, and off he went. And Art Griego joins us. Art spent 25 years as a commercial pilot. And you've been talking about the stresses that people are under, but you have to admit that sounds like crazy behavior, right?
Well, again, I don't know what happened. You know, this is what news media is telling me. They made a point of saying this man is gay. They published a ridiculous picture of this man to make him look. I think it's if anything, the story is homophobic. To the nth degree, I don't think that people have any awareness of the stress that we're under, and I think it's time. I think it's time we let people know. You know, we talk about police and firefighters. We talk about soldiers. Nobody ever talks about flight attendants. And on 9/11, while the police and the firefighters and the soldiers were deploying and doing what they did, and, the flight attendants aboard those aircraft had to spend their last days, their last hours, their last minute on this planet with the very people that had spent so many years making our lives miserable. I think of the last minute I'm on this earth, and I've got to spend it with that woman. And I told you, I sat down to have dinner, and I want a pillow with the finger. I told her, I said, that's the last time you ever touch me. I can tell you, Phil.
Maybe this isn't registering, you know.
What isn't registering? The flight attendants died on 9/11?
No, of course that's registering. And, I don't like using 9/11 for, you know, nowadays, boy, it's kind of the point now where 9/11 becomes the trampoline for everybody just to kind of flop on so they get a little elevation, get a little moral high ground out of it, you know.
No, what are you talking about? I'm saying everybody deserves the accolades. I just think that it's tragic that a flight attendant, in her last breath that she draws on not on the Earth, but several hundred feet above it, she's breathing the same air that is being breathed by... I'll give you an example.
I think that's very unfair of you to say that. I think it's almost cruel, you know?
Let me give you an example, Phil. I don't think when it comes to police, when it comes to firefighters, as much as I admire them, there isn't any job in this world that requires more just hanging on for dear life, more white-knuckled, nervous energy than being a flight attendant. We had a lady I told you about, Charlene Sharon. You remember her?
No.
Well, I told you the story. She was sitting down to read a magazine, a five-hour flight, on her feet from Miami to New York, and a woman says, "Can I see the peanut basket again?" And, you know, Charlene said there was the only thing left to say, and she said something crude, and we backed her up because enough's enough.
And wait a minute, I didn't hear this story.
Well, she was the lady that asked her for the peanut, for the pretzel bag.
I didn't hear the story.
Okay. Charlene was coming up from Miami to New York. She sits down to read a magazine. The woman says, "Can I see that pretzel basket again, that they have the basket?" You know?
Yeah, they have the basket with the cookies.
Yeah, and all that stuff. And Charlene couldn't believe her ears. She's sitting there with a magazine, and this woman's looking at her, and she says, "Do you see what I have? I'm holding a magazine, and it has words in it. And those words I'm going to read." And the woman is staring at her like, "Can I have the pretzel bag? Or peanuts, that was it."
And so Charlene said, if you want peanuts, and she said something crude.
What was it?
Well, it amounted to, yeah, you can have peanuts if you want to eat them out of my you-know-what.
And you backed her up?
What? Excuse me, Phil. Maybe you haven't been listening.
You backed this woman up?
Have you been listening to what I've been saying? The unbelievable working conditions for flight attendants.
The woman sat down to read a magazine. Another woman said, can I have the peanut bag?
She said, I want the pretzel bag. And Charlene doesn't know what she's talking about. She said, can I see the pretzel bag? And Charlene said, here, the pretzel. She said, no. She said, you mean the peanut bag? She says, yeah, I want peanuts. And that's when Charlene said, okay. And she turned around. She stood up and turned around and bent over. And she said, you want to nibble them out of my blank, blank, blank.
And so just so I...
So you don't understand, and what your listeners don't understand, is the working conditions have gotten so bad for flight attendants that we're starting to take matters into our own hands. This guy slid down the slide. All right? I told that woman if she touched me again, it'd be the last time she touched anybody. Charlene telling that other lady to eat the peanuts out of the you-know-what. And so on and so forth. Why? Because we can't take it any longer.
All right, let me give a phone number out here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Art Griego, who is a pilot, a commercial pilot, retired, about airline flight attendants, the pressure that they're under, the working conditions, how it is not a surprise that this man, Mr. Slater, I think is his name. His last name is Slater. What is his first name? Every time I hear the name Slater, I think of Jackie Slater, who was an offensive lineman for the L.A. Rams.
Well, this guy's the furthest thing from a big black man you've ever seen.
Now, I understand that, Art. I understand that. I'm just trying to get the man's first and last name, Stephen Slater. And he was in an altercation. Now, if you're telling me that flight attendants have life so bad that they are getting upset when someone asks them for peanuts...
No, they're not getting upset. You are doing what the press does. You're making it seem like it's not any issue. When she sat down with a magazine, 5 hours on her feet, Miami to New York. I didn't say New York to L.A., Miami to New York. Now, that's a particularly difficult flight. She sits down with a magazine that she'd been wanting to read. It was a handcraft or handicraft or one of these things. And a woman that had been looking her up and down and asking for things, and they'd already made her a special meal, and she said, could I just see the bag of pretzels? And Charlene says, we don't have a bag of pretzels. She said, well, that basket thingy. And Charlene said, you mean the snack basket? She goes, no, I want peanuts. That's when she saw her opening.
And well, what do you mean that's when she saw her opening?
Because the flight attendant was getting irritated with what the woman was asking.
So when the woman said, no, I want peanuts...
Yeah, that's when she saw a good place to go ahead and go for it. And she said, if you want to nibble them out of my you-know-what, they're free of charge. And if you find it amusing, because I don't...
Yes, I did find that last thing amusing.
Well, I didn't. And I told the flight, I told the union, and I told the airline that I thought it was a highly appropriate thing for her to say. She was fired, and I don't know where she is now, but I heard she committed suicide. Now, do you want to laugh at it?
No, I don't.
Well, you don't? Well, a minute ago, you were laughing. She committed suicide, Phil. She killed herself.
No, I don't want to laugh.
Well, you were laughing a minute ago.
Well, you didn't tell me that this poor girl committed suicide.
I'm not talking about the flight attendant.
Who are you talking about?
The passenger.
Why did the passenger commit suicide?
Because she was filled with such guilt over what had happened that she killed herself. And I had told the airline that my flight attendants aren't backing down. If anyone blows their brains out of their head, it'll be the passenger for recognizing that they had upset my flight attendant to the point where she had to say, go ahead and nibble them out of my, you know.
I see.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Thanks a lot.
Oh, look, man, you're not going to have me.
Thank you very much, man.
What happened?
Don't worry about what happened. He'd been listening, and you would have known what happened. I was talking to Art Griego, and he got into a very bizarre series of comments about a flight attendant.
All I heard was eat the peanuts.
Shut up, man. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Before we get, I understand we have David Hall on the line, and I'm going to answer the call. But before we get David G. Hall, who is our vice president of syndication, has joined the conversation, and we brought Art Griego back. I'd like to ask my audience, because I happen to think it is crude, not only crude and vulgar, that goes without saying. I think it is insightful. I think it is unprofessional. I think if a passenger on an airline asks the flight attendant for peanuts, which we all like to eat on flights, and the flight attendant, because she's put out for whatever reason, says to that passenger, yeah, if you eat them out of my blank, 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 you know what I'm talking about here. Don't you think that is a crude thing to say? All right, David G. Hall is on the line.
Let me ask you something, Phil, because I just got off the phone.
And hold on. Is Art there?
I'm right here. I've been talking to Mr. Griego here for the last few minutes. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I'll ask your audience the same thing. Do you know why would I get a phone call from a representative from the National Association of Suicide Victim Families? I just got off the phone with this woman.
I'll tell you why.
Hold on. I just got off the phone with a woman that was screaming.
Don't blame her.
At the top of her lungs.
And I'll tell you why. Because Art was telling me the story of a flight attendant who was asked for more peanuts by this woman that you're talking about. And the flight attendant said, only if you eat them out of my blank, blank, blank. And this woman apparently got off the plane, went home, and killed herself. All right?
And rightfully so. Why is this a topic of contention?
What do you mean, rightfully so?
Because, according to Mr. Griego, she realized that she'd offended the flight attendant and was humiliated. And
offended the flight attendant? I just asked the question.
Now, well, that's the point that I want to get at here. We're talking about a woman that killed herself. You are still sticking up for the flight attendant. And I'm wondering why. I mean, you're not sticking up for the flight attendant. You are sticking up for the lady that killed herself, okay? But you don't recognize that she offended the flight attendant.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Let me say something here, Phil, because I know this industry. That woman that killed herself, and it was a tragic thing that she did that, but the National Association of Suicide Victim Families should understand that when you ask a flight attendant for peanuts or pretzels, you're wandering into a very explosive territory. And the reason is this. The reality of what a flight attendant does sometimes comes home to roost with them. Yes, they're there for safety, and yes, they're there for things that are very important. Okay, we understand this. But we also understand that when you say to a flight attendant, can I get a bag of peanuts, you've just reminded them how mundane and ridiculous their job can be. And now you've wandered into a danger territory.
Right. That's what that lady did.
Now she goes home and kills herself because she recognized...
Wait a minute. Just hold on for a second here. This is my show. I do not, and I will not, recognize how understandable it is for a woman to go home and kill herself because she felt she was wrong asking for peanuts on an aircraft.
Bill, I'm asking you to control your temper. You're just sitting there talking about this flight attendant that went ballistic.
Yeah. Bill, all we're saying to you is this, Phil. Just calm down, okay? You've had a tough day.
No, don't calm me down. Don't calm me down.
Well, what we want you to do...
No, don't calm me down. I'm telling you that nobody has the right to speak to someone that way, especially when you're in the professional line of work that a flight attendant is in.
You don't recognize that the flight attendant, as Art said something. It was very benign. The lady said, "Could you have peanuts?" Yeah. She turned around, bent over, and said, "Eat them out of my you-know-what." Now, she could have said a lot of things.
Yeah, she could have said a lot of things, still that are a lot worse.
And what could she say that's worse than... That is the crudest, most vulgar thing. And you're telling me now this lady goes home and kills herself, a passenger, because she realizes she asked for something and it was wrong.
I just got off the phone with these... Excuse me for saying this, these sob sisters with the National Association of Suicide something or other, saying, blah, 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 blah. And I said to them, yes, I understand that. Then they're threatening a boycott. And I said, boycotting what? They said the Phil Henry Show. That's why I'm here.
Well, I'm telling you what I said and who I was standing up for, and I believe it's Art that you might want to be talking to, not me. Here is Andrea in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Andrea, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Art Griego and David G. Hall. Go ahead, please.
Yes, just believe that. You're dealing in customer service. There needs to be respect from both ends. If the customer on the airline is rude to the flight attendant, then the flight attendant needs to address it. And address it in a positive, nonviolent way.
Exactly.
Right. But, if the job is too stressful for the flight attendant, whether they can't handle the job or they're not getting enough sleep, then they need to reevaluate what exactly they're doing career-wise.
This flight attendant was simply sitting and trying to read a magazine. She'd been on her feet. And the passenger was very confused. They said, "Can I get the pretzel bag?" And she didn't know what she meant. But it was the snack basket. She finally goes, "I need some peanuts." And she said, "Look, why don't you eat them out of my you-know-what?" It was, you know, right, to be lighthearted.
Lighthearted? Oh, now we're lighthearted.
No, would you allow the lady to talk?
To me, it sounded very argumentative.
Oh, no, it was, she said, she bent over and said, "Eat them out of my..."
That sounds, Andrea, do you work in the airline business?
No, I'm a teacher.
Okay. Doesn't that sound vulgar to you?
Yes, it does.
I don't think so.
Yes, it does.
I beg your pardon?
If you want to do stand-up comedy, then it was, right, then I guess it would be appropriate. Ha, ha, he, you know, adults only can take it as a joke. But when it's in the real world,
right,
no, it's not funny. No, it's not funny. I mean, when I have...
Does that mean...
When
I
have...
But I don't understand. So... The lady went home and killed herself. So she knew she'd done something wrong.
The passenger hadn't done a thing wrong. She asked for peanuts.
Yeah,
right.
Peanuts. She asked for peanuts? Why? Why did she ask for peanuts?
Because she wanted peanuts.
Right.
We don't get what we want. We don't always get what we want. And sometimes you have to just accept the fact you don't get what you want right away. So when the flight attendant said to her, "You want peanuts? Here, nibble them out of my blank," the woman goes home and kills herself because she realizes, "I was wrong."
Oh, the hell she did. She sounds like she had a mental problem or something.
Oh, no, now she's got a mental problem. Well, the lady here, this...
One of you had said...
You're a teacher, right?
I am. One of you had said that, you know, there's a sense of entitlement, and it's so true. And I see it with probably, like, my son's age. My son just turned, my son's 18. He'll be 19. And they have the sense of entitlement. Like, they just expect things. And that comes from a society being raised where,
right,
whatever they want, they get. And
right,
that's
exactly
fine.
But I asked the lady, "You're a teacher, ma'am. You're a teacher. You do parent-teacher conferences, correct? Ma'am?"
"Yes."
"Yeah, yes, you do parent-teacher conferences. All right. So if a parent came into your class and they said, 'I'd like my son to have a better grade in this topic,' and you said, you know, as a joke, you bent over and said, 'Reach up here and get his better grade,' because, you know, you were tired, wouldn't you expect them to go with the joke?"
"No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think she should."
"No, not
Mr.
No,
Henry,
no, no,
just,
no.
See, no, see, Mr. Henry just told you what to say."
"No, I didn't. That's a no-brainer. The teacher's sitting there with parents. Reach up here and get the grade."
"But he's saying it's a joke."
"There's no such... Well, Andre, I'm sorry. I don't mean to put words in your mouth. Does that sound like joking material to you?"
"No, it does not. No, it does not. When you have a parent teacher conference in the classroom with school, it's a professional atmosphere.
Yeah, right.
And it is
professional. And you simply say you want a better grade for your son. He's about as likely to get a better grade as, you know, you are of finding it up here. And you just point to your... I don't get it.
You're pointing to your rear end.
No, not with teachers. You're not doing... Not with students and their parents, no.
I didn't say with students. Just with the parents.
He's about to get as likely a good a grade up here, pointing to a rear end. And you call that something that is...
Spit it out.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Something that's mature.
I bet you Andrea could have come up with that word best than you. Right, Andrea?
It's actually mature. And what it is, parents really, their children are going to get a better grade.
I think you've got to point to your rear end and say, here's where that good grade's coming from. Any takers? No? Okay, see ya. See you next year.
Phil Hendry.